Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of March. Your prepper tip of the day. If you don't have a copy of the Holy Bible, I encourage you to get a copy. Specifically focus on the King James Version. Maybe get several. We could be at a point in the not too distant future where owning a Bible is difficult, maybe even illegal. One of the things the New World Order is deathly afraid of is the Holy Bible, King James Version. By the end of the day today, I hope to have on my free download section a PDF version of the original King James Version for you to print out. Possibly put on your Kindle. I can't promise it yet. We'll be working to make it Kindle friendly. And that's your prepper tip of the day. I just got a note from one of my Green Beret buddies here by email that there's a biography of Barry Sadler coming out who sang that song we just heard, Ballad of the Green Berets. And the title of the book is Ballad of the Green Beret. The Life and Wars of Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler. From the Vietnam War and Pop Stardom to Murder and Unresolved Violent Death. The author is Mark Leepson. It's supposed to be released in May. I'll probably get a copy. I didn't know Barry Sadler myself. Some of the guys I worked with when I was in a 6th group at Fort Bragg, they knew Barry Sadler. Of course, it wasn't too long. He was still at the height of his popularity. This would have been 1969, only 3 years after the record. 1966, the top of the charts for popular music in 1966 was Barry Sadler's song, Ballad of the Green Berets. It was not the Rolling Stones. It was not the Beatles. It was Ballad of the Green Berets by Barry Sadler. And what the guys who knew him, they said, John, all he wanted to do was sit around the barracks and play that darn guitar. That's what they told me. So he had that one number one hit and never had another hit on the charts that raised very high after that. And he ended up living in South America and becoming a writer. He wrote a collection of novels, which was very well done. I've read most of them, and I do look forward to reading his biography about Barry Sandler. He was quite a guy, and a very tragic life, I might add. And the way he died was tragic also. I won't spoil the ending for you. You can get the book and read it for yourself. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. This past Saturday, our preparedness group had a medical doctor, my friend Dr. Brent Caudle, who was here on the radio with me every Tuesday for a couple of years. He's taking a break from doing radio. And we did a first aid class. We had 10 people show up for the class. It was a lot of fun. We all learned a lot. I know I learned a lot. I was sitting there making notes as the class went on. And it was something any of you can do, quite frankly. All you need is a medical doctor or a paramedic or to volunteer to be the instructor. And then you find a venue. It could be a meeting room somewhere, maybe a room in a restaurant meeting room, or maybe somebody's living room if it's not too big a group. And just set it up and have your first aid class right there. What I always emphasize is during a crisis, whether it's a short or a long crisis, long-term crisis, the two skills in biggest demand and shortest supply will be the following two skills: emergency medical treatment skills and ham radio skills. I'm working now, I believe, in May, we're going to have a friend of mine who's a dentist do a class on emergency dental treatment, what to do if there's a dental crisis and you don't have access to a dentist. Very, very important. Got a couple of callers on hold here. First, we go to Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. I had to leave the house a minute ago and lost some of your program, but I stumbled on something last night on Rick's free-to-air satellite television. It was a guy by the name of Dr. Michael Youssef. Have you ever heard of him?
I'm not sure. I don't believe so, no.
Okay. Well, I'm not necessarily trying to plug his stuff, but it goes right along with what good old Randall Terry and you are trying to do. He's put out a book entitled The Barbarians Are Here. And if I could have closed my eyes and muffled my ears a little bit, I would have thought it was Randall Terry talking. Okay. And it was right down the same alley. I mean, this guy's, he's got it. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a book, and the website is thebarbariansarehere.com. You could look it up and see what you think of it.
Okay.
And he's saying he'll send you that book for a gift of any amount. He's that adamant. So he is really standing up for the cause of letting everybody know what we're putting up with. And he had a bunch of clips off of CNN on what's happening if people aren't watching with this Muslim thing. And it's just gut-wrenching. And they're wanting to take over the United States. That was an interview on CNN with some Muslim guy, and man, oh man, how we're putting up with the people in this country, I don't know, or why we continue to do it.
Well, it's being done out of ignorance, and out of, and there's a financial motivation for these groups bringing these Muslims in. In fact, let me see. We're going to get posted at my website a video of a woman being interviewed, one of Alex Jones' people interviewing this woman. It's not posted yet, but we're going to get this up. She was in Missouri in Kansas City area, and
The airplanes. Go ahead.
She was present at these meetings talking about bringing in these Muslims. They have communicable diseases such as tuberculosis. They're immediately given an American passport, which is supposed to be for American citizens. That's, if you have an American passport, that's proof you're an American citizen. So they're not even citizens, and they're getting American passports. And, of course, Social Security card. So I'll work with Tim Spencer on getting that video up. It's very powerful stuff to see what's actually happening.
I'll look forward to seeing that and passing it around. Hey, I appreciate what you're doing. Take care.
Yeah, Dan, let's talk privately before the day is over, okay?
That sounds good. I'll have time here after your show.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Next, we go to Wes in Idaho. Good morning, Wes.
Yeah, trying to find a copy of this book on this IRS code book. Can't find it. Shouldn't I be able to find a used copy? 5 years ago, I'd think it'd be a lot worth, sell it for a lot less. It's IRS.
Well, I would look at eBay and I look at Amazon.com. And, of course, your local library in the reference department, they probably got one there, Wes.
I know how to find books on eBay and Amazon. I probably have 400 books here in the house. Anyway, it is titled IRS Code Book.
Right, what? Internal Revenue Service Code.
Well, I can't find it. Now, a second question, isn't the IRS a corporation founded in, what, Puerto Rico?
That's a rabbit trail. And this is when people who don't understand how these things work find these things out, they get all concerned and think they found something valuable. You're in Idaho, right, Wes?
Right. Is
okay.
IRS part
hold
of
on.
Government,
Wes,
then?
Wes, hold on. Hold on. Now, your state capital in Idaho, is it Boise?
Boise.
Okay. Now, you can go to the Secretary of State in Boise, Idaho today, Wes, and you can incorporate the Internal Revenue Service of the United States at the state with the with the Secretary of State in Idaho. You can do that today if nobody else has done it, Wes.
Okay,
this is how this works. There's 50 Secretary of States in 50 states. Puerto Rico is a territory. They have a Secretary of State or the equivalent of it. Anybody can incorporate anything in any state if nobody else has already done it. So I don't know who did this in Puerto Rico, but the only criteria is, has somebody already done it? Now, I can go to the Secretary of State, Missouri, where I live, and I can incorporate the Internal Revenue Service of the United States of America. I can do that as a private citizen if nobody else has already done it.
Okay.
So people find these things out, and they look at them, and they say, oh, my goodness, look at this. It's a private corporation. That doesn't mean anything. That means nothing. There's a whole group, and I've got the file here behind me. There's a whole group advocating that the United States of America is a private corporation because two people got together in the 1970s and incorporated the United States of America in Delaware. So I got in contact with the people in Delaware, and let me see here. I can find that file here and pull it out. Here it is. Here's the file. A friend of mine got caught up in this thing. And I got all this paperwork here, and they claim that the United States of America is a private corporation, and all based on the fact that two people did, in fact, file corporate papers in the state of Delaware in the 1970s. I got the paperwork right here in front of me.
on Dun and Bradstreet for profit corporation.
What about Dun and Bradstreet?
Now a for-profit corporation on Dun and Bradstreet.
The Internal Revenue Service.
Well, you anything, everything. I don't know. I am concerned about the United States of America, United States being a corporation on Dun and Bradstreet for profit. I don't want to be underneath their jurisdiction, if that's possible. I want to know that it's happening. Do I have to, when I go into court, say, am I in front of government or am I in front of a corporation? Could you answer that to me, Judge?
Well, all government entities are incorporated. That's just the nature. You know, the city of Boise, Idaho is incorporated. It doesn't mean they're private. That's just the nature of the legal terminology that brings them to existence.
Okay.
I hope that helps, Wes. Call number is 800-313-9443. There's a lot of rabbit trails people get caught up in. I remember back in the mid-90s, this whole common law thing. And I went to a couple of their meetings, and I talked to the leaders, and I think that some of the leaders were motivated by being honest and wanting to do the right thing. I think others were motivated by wanting to make money. I think it was a mixed bag. The majority of people who went to these meetings and participated, they thought they were doing the right things for the right reasons. And they had an emotional attachment to the outcome, an emotional attachment to their beliefs, which is dangerous. And I would tell these people, they're holding these. They would organize what they called a common law court, and have a hearing where there would be evidence presented, and then the court would issue a judgment, and they would file liens. That's where they started getting themselves in trouble. They started filing liens in the local county courthouse. And what I told these people was the following. Unless or until the county sheriff, the elected county sheriff, not somebody you appoint, unless or until the elected county sheriff recognizes your judgment, your court order, as being valid and is prepared to enforcement, you're just wasting your time. You're blowing smoke here. That's all you're doing. And, of course, there's no county sheriff. We have more than 3,000 counties in the United States. None of those more than 3,000 county sheriffs recognized the orders or edicts of these common law courts. None of them. Not a single one. That's my reality. I've been working in this system since 1972. Even before I graduated as a paralegal, I began an internship working as a paralegal. It was not an internship. It was actually full-time employment. I was going to school at night. So I've been in this system a long, long time. I understand how it works pretty well. I know people like Wes in Idaho, they mean well. They come across this information about Internal Revenue Service being incorporated in Puerto Rico, and they think, oh, I found this is pure gold. I got the answer. It's a private corporation. Well, just because a private corporation has that name doesn't mean it is the Internal Revenue Service of the United States that we deal with. Doesn't mean that at all. And I try to make this example. I've been doing it more frequently, it seems like, the last 2 weeks. But Rick in Missouri, I know you're listening, Rick. You could go to Jefferson City this morning and file with the Secretary of State. You could incorporate the Federal Bureau of Investigation in the United States of America. If nobody else has done it, anybody can do this. There's no restriction on what you call your company, other than somebody that has already done it. That's true in all 50 states and all territories that have a Secretary of State's office or the equivalent. That's simply the way the system works. People don't understand this system. I do. I used to set up corporations on my lunch break, and that was before computers. I'd have a few forms to fill out with a typewriter and get them ready for submission. That was it. It took me 15 to 20 minutes to set up a corporation. Simple, simple stuff. A lot of times I picked out the name because the people incorporating didn't have a clue what they wanted to call it. So I'd pick out a name for them. I'd just make something up. That's our system, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I understand Wes attempting to find a copy of the code book. It's, I think finding hard copy is getting more difficult because I've made a few attempts myself recently to find hard copy of the Internal Revenue Service code book. Of course, there's copies out there. In your local library reference section, you should have it or should be able to get it. It's pretty foundational to have access to the code book. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Back Wisdom, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of March. This time next week, it will be April. How about that? Take your questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. I talk a lot about training. It's something that I believe is not optional, and it's something that people need to be engaged in on a regular basis. You hear about skills such as marksmanship skills being perishable. They are. They are. I found out all over again about perishable marksmanship skills myself. I was got down in a prone position, which I had not done for a number of years, and it took me a good 3 to 5 minutes to really get myself settled in and get comfortable behind the optics of that rifle, because I had not done it for so long. Yes, these skills are perishable. And practice. You know, and that's not just marksmanship. It's any number of skills. Could be gardening. It could be cross-country navigation using a topographical map and a compass, which is a great skill, not optional in my opinion. There's multiple skills. The preparedness group I'm working with, we're now doing our training on a one-year cycle. We just had our second first aid class over the weekend on Saturday. We had a suturing class last year. We're going to have another suturing class, hopefully in the next few months. Our classroom map and compass work we had last year is going to be expanded this year into a practical exercise out in the field, map and compass use, and so forth. And you can do the same thing. You don't need a big group. It can be just two or three people. It's more fun with more people, but it doesn't have to be a big group. No, not at all. Not at all. But you learn a lot. You learn what works, what doesn't work, how to use your equipment, hopefully how to maintain and clean your equipment and do maintenance on it and so forth. Proper use and maintenance of your equipment is not optional. You'll keep track of your equipment better. You'll upgrade your equipment. I know our classroom map and compass course, one family brought in this real entry-level compass that they had, Lensatic compass, very cheap, not very well made. And I looked at it and I said, yeah, I had one of these. In fact, I've still got it. I bought 30 years ago, which it was the only thing I could find, the only thing I could afford at the time. And then I showed a compass that's mil-spec. It only cost $12. And they were all real pumped up over that. They could get their hands on mil-spec compasses, Lensatic compasses, for $12. That was pretty neat. That's pretty neat. Now, at my website, if you're interested in field gear, tactical gear, on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, you'll see the survival and tactical gear. It's a long and growing list of things you may not know even exist. It's fun just to go there and look, quite frankly. Do a little tire kicking, a little window shopping, as they say. I work with Tim. He's got a list of several new things to be added there that haven't been added yet, but he'll get to them and he'll get them added. And of course, these are all Amazon items, so you can point, click, click, and have them delivered to your door probably 2 to 3 days later. Pretty neat. This modern age is, if you're growing up in it, you take it for granted. But for those of us who've seen this transition from seeing an ad in a magazine, getting a money order, filling out an order form, dropping it in the mail, and then anywhere from 2 weeks to 4 weeks to even longer later, 6 weeks, whatever you ordered comes in the mail. That's the way it used to be. 2 weeks was incredibly fast. Typically, 4 weeks was about the average for that kind of mail order transaction to take place. That's the world I grew up in and lived in until very recently. This modern age is, well, it's handy. It makes living out here in the country a lot easier, that's for sure. I found out that I can buy just routine mouthwash that I would possibly get at Walmart. I can get it on Amazon.com and have it delivered to my home cheaper than I can get it at Walmart. Pretty amazing, isn't it? But why not make use of it? Why not? Amazon's stated goal is to become the largest retailer on the planet, and they certainly are headed that direction. We have a bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily, and we'll take your questions, calls, and comments after the bottom of the hour break at 800-313-9443. What's on your mind? What training are you planning this year? Let us know what kind of training you're planning. Physical training, marksmanship, first aid, ham radio, all the above? Hey, why not? Whoever beats around sitting around watching professional sports or Dancing with the Stars, doesn't it? You know, do what makes you happy. You know, that's what you should be doing. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of March. Yes, by the end of the day, I hope to have the King James Version of the Bible, a free download at my free download section on my website at thelibertyman.com. It was illegal to possess a Bible in communist China. It may still be. I don't know if it's illegal or not. Tyranny, regardless of the source of tyranny, they're fearful of the Christian Bible and people that believe in the Christian faith. They really are, and that's why you should have your own copy. If you don't, I'll make that available as a free download. I suggest you have several so you can give one or two to people that don't have one and need one. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it? Of course, also my website is The Energy Cleaner. If you're an energy cleaner procrastinator and you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? If you have back pain, what are you waiting for? If you're not getting a great night's sleep, which you need, you can't be healthy unless you sleep properly. You can't. That's not going to happen. Energy cleaner will probably help. So check it out at my website. It's only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. There's more shipping if it goes someplace else, of course. The factory-made mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner, they're all there at my website at thelibertyman.com. So check it out and get past the procrastination and get yourself on the road to optimal health and well-being. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Don't try to call me. Order line only, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Our next caller is Ty in Austin. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, John. Thanks for taking the call. I heard you bring up, posed it as a question, you know, what training are you looking at doing? And I just had to call in and brag on my wife a little bit. She has agreed to this summer attend a two-day class that's going to be a complete game changer. I've taken this class and others multiple times, but I'm really excited for her to gain the confidence that's going to come from the type of drills and exercises that are involved, shooting on the move, clearing malfunctions on the move, extended drills under pressure and under stress. I'm just pumped about it. I'm so happy that she's willing
good
to do
for
that.
Her.
And,
good for yeah, her. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, are you going to be attending with her, or are you just going to be a cheerleader?
Well, I'd like to take the follow-up two-day class. Tactical Response is the outfit, and they do mobile classes. They're based out of Camden, Tennessee, but being here in the center of Texas, it's quite a haul for me to get to some of these reputable training facilities, going all the way up into Utah and some of these. But it's just not possible. These guys, we're blessed enough to have them come within 45 minutes to a small town called Bastrop just outside of Austin. So they do a four-day class. The first 2 days they call Fighting Pistol, kind of a 101, if you will, of their coursework. And then day three and four is advanced. We're doing a lot of one-hand manipulations and, just kind of the next level. So I don't know. It's not cheap. But if I'm not going to send her by herself, I will at least cheerlead.
All right. Well, good for you. I'll be there for more.
Of course. It's so much fun. Anybody out there who hasn't done one of these types of classes where you're really getting into it and you're put under some stress, you just don't know how much fun it is and what a game changer it is
I appreciate the call, Ty. One of something we used to do in Special Forces, we would have a drill involving putting stress on the rifle range. You would have to accomplish the task, whatever it was, using the rifle, loading, unloading, shooting. And if you failed to get it done, and it was on time, by the way, with a stopwatch. If you didn't meet the appropriate amount of time, you had to eat a raw egg. In front of all the guys. So you had no choice. You had to do it.
may I offer one more quick comment?
Go ahead.
I just want the gals out there to know and the men who have girlfriends and wives and daughters and sisters, you know, these women can perform these tasks. I've watched 13-year-old girls run or operate a semi-automatic Glock 19. So it isn't beyond the women to do this. They're fantastic shots, better than most men in some cases. And they don't need to be intimidated by this. It's there and as easy for them to grasp and master as those of us guys. It's, you know, it doesn't require physical strength. It doesn't require extra lung capacity. You ladies, get out there and go do this. It's a lot of fun. Thanks for letting me.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the call, Ty. We appreciate it. Absolutely. That's great. That's a wonderful story. And if you want to have a similar story about training, what you've done or what you'd like to do this coming warm weather, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Training should be fun. That's why it should be fun. And it should be a social event. It should be a training event, a learning event. It should be all those things. And good quality training is going to cost some money. There's no way of getting around it. I mean, it simply is not. I went back into the Army, back into Special Forces. I've been out of the Army for 9 years. I basically went in looking at it as a hobby. The world was at peace. I thought, well, this would be great. I can get back with the guys in Special Forces and do all that Green Beret fun stuff that I like doing so much and have the government pay for it. And it pretty much worked out the way I thought it would. I got busy with my real estate business and left the Army a few years later. I guess it was about 4 or 5 years later in the early 1980s. It was enjoyable for me, and I liked the training. I really did like the training. I look forward to it. In fact, the team I was on when I was being recruited and so forth, they said, John, we have two drills in a month. One drill the Army knows about and pays for. The other drill the Army does not know about and does not pay for. And you're expected to show up for both every month. That's 2 weekends a month. That's a lot. That's a lot. But I was up for it, and I was there 2 weekends a month. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. So look around you. Look, do an self-evaluation as to what skills you have, what skills you need, what skills you need to improve. It's going to be a mixed bag. Everybody's going to have a different starting point. Keep in mind those foundational skills of emergency first aid and ham radio. That is so, so very foundational. But make it fun. You know, your camping trip can be more than just a camping trip. The camping trip could take on a whole new light if you look at it from gaining tactical skills. How do you build a fire with no smoke? How do you maintain silence? So many campers at these public campgrounds, they want to bring the city with them and have this blaring music at all hours of the day and night. That's not camping. In my opinion, it's not camping. Camping is when you pack everything you need on your back in a backpack and walk off into the woods. That's camping, seriously. But if you look at it from the standpoint of how can I gain tactical knowledge from this, it can take on a whole different light. It really can. Absolutely. So go for it. Spring is here. The first day of spring is a week ago today, I believe. And warm weather is here for most of the country. If you live far enough south, it's not an issue. But for two-thirds of the country, we don't do all that much in the cold weather. We do some, but not a lot. So now that warm weather is here, take advantage of it. Absolutely, take advantage of it and get out there and get active. Go for a hike. I was starting a daily hike, and then we got back down to the below-freezing weather. I put that off, but now that the warm weather's back, I'll be getting back into my daily hikes with a backpack. Another caller on hold here, another Texan, Mark in Texas. Good morning, Mark.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, how's it going, John?
Real good. What's on your mind?
What you were talking about there with this gentleman, what you were talking about, your Green Beret thing, eating the egg and stuff, doing the timed event and everything, kind of sounds right. Like these run guns we're doing here in Texas.
Okay, good.
Sounds you a lot like that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps motivate you if you know there's some punishment at the end if you don't succeed, yeah. Yes.
Well, we don't have that, because everybody's just running against time, but hey, I'm involved in a lot of these things. I might have to suggest that.
Well, you could make the suggestion. It's not going to get very much support, but you could make the suggestion. Yes.
Oh, well. Yeah. But, hey, what was the last caller? Did he say that was Tactical Solutions in Texas? Is that what he said?
I believe so. I'm not positive, okay. But I believe so, yes.
I'm going to have to look that up. And,
look it up. Yeah.
Yeah, and I had Kevin, different question, health question. You once said that to get rid of tartar, you used oil of oregano?
What about Ronald Reagan? Say again the question.
Oil of oregano to get rid of tartar on teeth.
Oh, yeah, right. Oil of oregano oil. Now, if you're using a doTERRA oil of oregano, you're going to have to dilute it with some olive oil because it's way too strong to put in your mouth. It will burn you.
Yeah.
It will burn you. Yeah.
That's what I thought, because even super oregano.
Way too strong. It has to be diluted because oil of oregano, doTERRA, is really powerful stuff. You put a drop there on your toothbrush, you'll regret it.
Good thing I called.
Okay.
So that's a good idea, but do you still use the toothpaste with it or just use the oil?
It's a separate. I floss, then I use a toothpaste, and I use oil of oregano as the last thing. Mark, I always thought that tartar was just a buildup of physical stuff that's stuck to your teeth. I didn't know until maybe 10 or 15 years ago it's actually a living organism. I didn't know that, but I do now, and I know it has to be killed.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Yeah. Yeah. That's we live and learn, right? We live and learn. I, in my teens and 20s or early 20s, by my late 20s, I'd figured it out. But from about 18 to 25, I did not have the best dental care. I let a lot of things go, and I paid a big price for that, which getting caught up from age 25 to 30, I got everything caught up and squared away, and by the time I was 31 or 32, I had all the mercury amalgams removed from my mouth. I am so, so very glad that I did. Human beings should not have mercury anywhere in their bodies. I don't think you can get out of high school a chemistry class with a D- and not know that, can you? Can you not know that human beings should not have mercury in their mouth? Scary stuff, what we do to ourselves. More money spent per person on health care than in this country than any country on the planet. And we're what, the 40th from the top in longevity? That should get your attention. It got mine. Yeah. 38th or 40th. We also are nowhere near the top when it comes to healthy babies being born. Incredibly poor track record for American women having healthy, live babies. That's something terribly wrong. Now, we have the most impressive hospitals on the planet, multi-million dollar facilities that take up an entire city block, and people are dying every day. Needlessly. Yeah, that's why I focus so much on health on my show. I have Leon Green on every Tuesday, Dr. Myers on every Friday. That's 2 full hours we take a week out of the 10. Well, the half hour we take for the energy cleaner, that's certainly part of it, isn't it? So that's 2.5 hours out of 10 that we spend strictly on health care. And looking, when you go out in public, just most of these Walmarts have a bench out front. Just sit down on that bench and watch people walk past. Watch them. How many of them appear to be bright and alert with a healthy, glowing complexion and height, weight proportionate? How many of them? It's a minority at this point. That's so sad. They are a minority. But you have control over your own outcome. That's what's most important. You can control your own outcome health-wise. Most health, most of the time, is a consequence of two things: what you consume and what you don't consume. That's what most health-related matters are connected to: what you consume and what you don't consume. Obviously, genetics have some role. Attitude has a role. All those things. And you need to educate yourself, inform yourself, and to make informed decisions. It's the more you learn, the more you know you don't know. And the more important it is to pay attention to what you consume and what you don't consume. It's incredibly important. A friend of mine, he and his wife are raising their children drinking nothing but distilled water. I've tried to warn him, but he doesn't want to. He doesn't pay attention. He thinks he can make the difference with supplements, mineral supplements. And his children's teeth are in horrible condition. Horrible. Needing lots and lots of very expensive dental work, which I believe is a direct result of the children never in their lives drinking anything but distilled water. Human beings should not drink distilled water on a regular basis. It's dead. There's nothing in it. Spring water is the best, quite frankly. Spring water is certainly the best. It's the healthiest water to drink. And it is so absolutely foundational to have access to clean, healthy drinking water. Our bodies are mostly water, aren't they? That's what I always read. I know I've increased my own intake of water. I put 1/4 teaspoon of Himalayan sea salt in a quart, and I basically drink at least 2 quarts a day, minimum. Sometimes close to 3 in hot weather, more than cold weather. Here's our break. Good time for a couple more calls at 800-313-9443.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 27th. We're talking with a man who manufactures a very unusual, unique product. I've been working with this guy now. I first contacted him over a year ago. to become a dealer for his products. He was so covered up with military contracts and other large entities that his production was just exhausted. He was all covered up. He's expanded his production. I'm not going to steal my own thunder. It's premature to talk about what the product is yet, but I know that all of you will be fascinated to see what it is. It's a mil-spec, very neat, very unique, and we hope to have it listed for sale at my website before the end of the week. I think it'll help a lot of you searching for this particular product. It's a great solution. In the meantime, tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll have open lines, the first hour. My friend Leon Green and I will talk about doTERRA essential oils and deuce and a halves and all kinds of things the second hour, like we usually do. Wednesday, we hope to have Professor McCanny with us, as usual. Thursday, my friend Tim Spencer, I believe, will be back in the saddle with us. He's still recovering from his broken ankle, and that's going to be something he'll be dealing with for 6 months to a year. And, of course, Friday we'll have my friend Ann Morrison and Dr. Phil Myers, and, of course, we'll talk about the things that Ann Morrison is keeping track of, and, of course, health-related matters with Dr. Myers. My wife, Dr. Moore, is fascinated by these conversations with Dr. Myers. She does not miss a single one because Dr. Myers is so out front of almost everybody in healthcare. The connections he makes, the understandings he has of the human body and the integration of mind, body, and spirit is so very cutting edge. And I've worked with a lot of doctors, and this young man is right at the top of his comprehension and his understanding of how everything fits together. So that's going to be our week. And in the meantime, going back to the premise of training, yes, what training do you want? What training do you need? Wants and needs aren't necessarily the same. I may want to go parachuting, and I probably will, but I probably need to take a precision rifle course, just as a personal example. Ladies, learn how to ride a motorcycle. You may be in a situation where that's the only transportation you have, and I know a lot of people are intimidated by having to do a different thing with all four appendages. You got 2 feet and 2 hands, and you need all four of them doing different things at the same time when you ride a motorcycle. But that's just the nature of riding a motorcycle, and it takes a bit of coordination and some practicing, but it's a lot of fun, and it could be a very important skill to have. If necessary, if the only transportation is motorcycle, maybe you should have a motorcycle skills. Taking some beginning airplane pilot training would be a good thing also. You might be a situation where you need to fly a plane. Maybe the pilot has had a heart attack and you need to land it. It would be a good skill to have, wouldn't it? All the youngsters in my family, when they're about 12 or 13, I get the them at least one introductory flying lesson. So they have that under the belt and they've got that experience. If they want to pursue it, they can. That's the end of the show today. Get your medical supplies, your essential oils, your energy cleaner now while you can. Your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN.